After our preparatory time of Advent, where we prepare for his coming, and our celebratory time of Christmas, celebrating his birth and manifestation, now the church leads us through ordinary time, where we follow the lead of Christ in ordering our lives, where we let the teaching of Christ be the ordering principle in our lives. One of the first things that we're taught in the gospel today is that Christ is the first man since Adam to have the indwelling of the Spirit of God. In Genesis, God breathed his Spirit into the man formed from the earth, and he became a living being. But then the man and the woman rejected God as the ordering principle for their lives, and the Spirit of God withdrew. In the gospel, the Holy Spirit descends on Jesus like a dove, right? And remains. John the Baptist emphasizes that point twice. The Spirit remained with him. And so Jesus becomes not just a living being, but a life-giving Spirit. Because his Spirit is the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. So why in the gospel is the Spirit likened to a dove? I can think of two reasons from the Old Testament. One is that in the story of Noah, right, as the waters of flood begin to recede, Noah sends out a dove, which comes back to him with an olive branch in its beak. A sign of new life, it's also a sign of peace and healing and reconciliation with God after the destruction of the flood. So here, the dove is an image of new life and peace and reconciliation, all things that Jesus comes to give. The second example in the Old Testament goes back to the beginning, and to the beginning of Genesis, when creation was a formless void, right? With a disordered chaos. And the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. The Hebrew word there for hovered is what a dove or any bird does. And so that hovering spirit, dove, here in the gospel is an image of the work of creation and the ordering of creation that the Spirit accomplishes. So this Spirit who creates, who overcomes chaos and disorder, who brings peace, healing, reconciliation, this Spirit descends on Jesus as to an equal, like descending on light, and remains with him. So in the ministry of Jesus in the gospel, which ministry continues in the church today, Jesus creates, gives life, overcomes chaos and disorder, and establishes peace through reconciliation and healing. The gospel today ends with John's assertion that Jesus baptizes with the Holy Spirit. In other words, he shares this same Spirit with us, restores the Spirit to us, so that we can do the same things that Jesus does, did and does through us. St. Paul testifies to that same point in the second reading today, which comes from the very beginning of his letter to the Corinthians. Paul writes to the church of God in Corinth. You and I belong to the church of God that is in Jefferson City. There's one church of God throughout the world. And that one church of God is ordered in different places, which we call dioceses. The Diocese of Jefferson City is the Church of God in Jefferson City, presided over by a successor to the apostles, Bishop Sean McKnight. So when Jesus created and ordered with his apostles, he continues to create and order today through the church today. St. Paul refers to each one of us, the baptized, as having been sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy. The Greek there uses the same verb and noun. We can translate it maybe, we've been made holy and called to be holy. Or one could even say we've been sanctified and called to be saints. Notice that our being made holy doesn't seem to stick, because we're made holy and then we're called to be holy, to grow in that holiness. We have to keep striving for holiness. Keep striving to let Christ Jesus create us anew and to order, bring order into our sinful chaos. And St. Paul closes that letter, that intro to his letter, with the words, "Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." In a sense, grace and peace, that's the Holy Spirit that he prays for us, the bringer of grace, life, and peace. In a sense, the grace and peace that he prays for us is the Holy Spirit. Now, hopefully you recognize those words from the greeting at the very beginning of Mass as well. That greeting was taken right from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians to us. So our gospel and our second reading are both very strong in teaching us that what Christ did 2,023 years ago, he continues to do today through his church, which includes you and me. So in our first reading from the prophet Isaiah, God speaks of a servant whom he has formed from the womb to bring the people of Israel back to God, but also to bring all nations back to God. Now, we certainly understand this as a prophecy about Jesus, the servant formed in the womb of the Virgin Mary, who opened the way for all peoples to return to God. But the work of that servant, Jesus, continues in you and me. Through our baptism, we also are that servant, because Christ continues his work in you and through you and me. He makes us a light to the nations so that his salvation will reach to the ends of the earth. The Spirit of Christ is within you, and you must be instruments of peace and reconciliation and healing, of bringing life and order to those around you. So who in your orbit needs a word of encouragement to be reconciled, whether to another person or to the Church of God? Give them that word. Who needs a prayer for healing? Offer that prayer. Where can you help bring an element of order to a chaos, the church, right, here at Newman, or bring an element of order to a chaotic time or place, wherever in our lives? Lend that help. You and I must be Christ to others, or we're disregarding and neglecting our baptism. Don't disregard the gifts that God has bestowed on you in the Spirit of Christ Jesus. As the psalm say, "Here am I, Lord. I come to do your will." Christ in you, Christ in me. So here's the homework for the week. Claim your baptism this week. Give a word of encouragement, reconciliation, healing, peace to as many as you can. Continue the work of Jesus. Continue the work of the Holy Spirit this week. Hopefully, every week.